This season has moved to a respectable 7th place for snowiest winters. That's since the National Weather Service began record-keeping in 1868. But the winter of 1995-96 hangs on to the top prize. That's when New York City received more than 75 inches of snow. That winter also came with a signature storm, a January blizzard that dropped about 20 inches. This winter has just been one crappy slog of less memorable snow events. But David Robinson, a New Jersey state climatologist, notes that ill-timed storms coming overnight or early in the morning have tangled commutes and closed many schools.
When time and time again people have to deal with the elements, when it comes to travel, when it comes to any kind of planning, it becomes taxing.
And winter's not over yet. For WNYC, I'm Yasmin Khan.